This is Go On Without Me, or the one where Styles is cursed by witches and overreacts to everything. Written by Day, read by the Group of One, pairing Derek Styles. Summary. Styles is cursed by witches and he can't react like a normal human being. Scott is a terrible best friend and can't stop laughing. Derek just wants it all to be over.
What happened this time?
Derek sighs, holding the phone a safe distance from his ear to avoid Styles' incessant shrieking.
It's Scott! Styles wails. He dragged me out into the woods. I don't know why I followed him, Derek. I really, really don't know why. And there were witches and they attacked us. And Scott is bleeding and he's gonna die and I don't know what to do, Derek. Plus, they cursed me. I'm cursed.
Derek stiffens.
I'll be right over. Press something over Scott's wound. Staunch the bleeding.
Derek, dude, please, you gotta get here fast. He's gonna die. I don't want to lose my best friend, man. I can't,
Styles cries. Derek growls something along the lines of, Scott's too stupid to die, and he rushes to Styles' house, half-shifted and ready to protect his pack from...
What the actual fuck?
Derek blurts, taking in the scene in front of him. Scott has a scratch on his knee that's already healing, and he's trying to fight Styles off, who has a towel in one hand, and screeching that he needs urgent medical attention. Call your mom. You can't die on me. And Scott is wheezing on the ground, laughing so hard he's turning red, and there are actual tears pouring down his face.
Derek, Scott wheezes, outstretching a shaky hand. Oh my god, Derek, they cursed him.
Styles, what?
Derek has no idea what's going on. Styles looks like he's about to cry, trying to force Scott into submission, and flailing around like someone's actually dying.
Fuck.
Scott chokes on a laugh and starts hacking, trying to clear his throat, breathe, and laugh at the same time. Styles immediately begins floundering again, face crazed with panic as he grips Scott from behind and starts doing a piss-poor attempt at the Heimlich maneuver.
Derek, he's choking!
Styles screeches, pumping furiously at Scott's diaphragm. Scott, who still hasn't reined in his laughter, is too weak to bat away Styles' arm. He's turning blue now, laughing so hard that Derek actually begins to worry that maybe he is dying.
They cursed him,
Scott manages to gasp out, struggling to get out of Styles' grip while trying to breathe again.
So that he's dramatically overreacting to everything, and I can't...
He curls in on himself, laughing so hard that he stiffens up and clenches every muscle in his body. Derek is staring in shock. Isaac walks into the room, wiping his face and grinning so big that it looks like it hurts. I almost shit myself watching them. Seriously, can't we just leave him like this? It's so much fun!
How long has he been like this?
Derek asks, placing his face in his palms as Styles cries over Scott's shaking form.
An hour? Isaac breathes, face red.
Derek's about to grab Styles when Erica silently walks in, touching Styles' shoulder. Styles shoots from the ground screaming, jumping up and down, and clutching at his chest, eyes wide and face contorted in a way that almost seems fake. Erica herself startles before joining Scott on the ground, screaming in laughter while Styles leans against the wall, breathing hard.
You scared me!
He wipes the sweat from his brow and tries to control his breathing. Scott, whom Derek is really questioning why the two are even friends, has started coughing on his spit again. Styles shrieks and runs over, settling for CPR this time. If Scott was human, Styles would have broken his ribs by now. Scott still hasn't stopped laughing, and Styles is still furiously trying to grab Scott's face and breathe into his mouth. The sheriff walks in, takes in Scott desperately shoving Styles' face away while Styles clings, and he just shakes his head, giving Derek a pointed look that means, I don't know what this is, but please fix it.
Son, I'm going,
Dad, no!
Styles falls to his knees, gripping the sheriff's legs and clutching.
You can't leave me! I'm your son! You birthed me! I'm literally born of your sperm, Dad! You can't just abandon blood! Think about all the laborious hours you spent pushing me out of your womb!
Nope. The sheriff deadpans. Nuh-uh. Derek, fix this.
Dad!
Styles screams and is filled with agony, and the betas are literally crippled with laughter, hunched over and unable to move as they laugh at Styles' misery.
I'm going to the grocery store.
Styles' father throws up his hands in exasperation.
Oh,
Styles pulls away. Why didn't you just say so? Bring back some milk. This sends the betas into another fit of laughter. Derek lifts Styles up by his armpits.
Let's go.
Where? Styles asks.
We're going to fix this. Derek sighs. Or your dad will have my head.
No! Styles screeches, wrapping around Derek like an octopus. He can't kill you!
Scott. Derek glowers at Styles' best friend. Take me to the witches.
Derek! They're evil! Styles warns, still clutching when Boyd, the only helpful one, tries to pry him off. They'll kill you!
Derek frowns, looks around the room, grabs a sock, shoves it in Styles' mouth, and flings him over his shoulder. Nope.
Scott leads him to the woods, and halfway through, Styles realizes that he's not actually gagged, and he can just spit out the sock. And he immediately begins screaming about being kidnapped.
Put me down! Styles writhes. Put me down, you cretin! I am human! I'm fragile, you brute! Bad! Put me down!
Derek sighs and drops him. Styles falls to the ground, and he just sits there, slumped.
Are you okay?
Derek asks instinctively. Styles looks up with watery eyes, clutching at his ankle.
Derek!
He whimpers.
Did I hurt you?
Derek leans closer, genuine worry clouding his features.
I can't go on!
Styles collapses into a heap on the leaf-covered floor, gripping his leg.
You have to go on without me, Derek. You have to leave me here. I love you, but we need to make sacrifices. Just go on without me. Go, Derek. You have to leave me.
Scott is collapsing right next to Styles, wheezing and writhing, and Derek really hates him right now.
Styles.
Derek glares. Styles looks up.
Get up.
Styles blinks, shrugs, and stands.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's get those witches.
It takes 10 minutes to reach the witches' coven, even though it should have only taken 3. Scott had to keep stopping to breathe, and Styles had a minor freak out over every single thing.
I see you didn't like our little present, one of the witches sighs. That's what he gets for meddling.
I did no such thing, Styles exclaims, stomping forward. I was protecting this territory. I was protecting the innocent and the virtue of the people I love. I will physically fight you. I will fight you to the death. I will make sure that you are eradicated, or I will die trying.
The witches snort in amusement.
Styles wipes his brow, panting. Wow, it is hotter than the devil's anus up here.
Please, Derek says simply. Just please.
The witches eye him with sympathy. We didn't mean to make it so strong. I'm afraid the spell reacted differently because of his normal personality.
Please,
Derek repeats. He's not above begging. Scott hadn't controlled himself, and he's panting and wheezing on the ground, coughing and choking.
We are sorry, the witches giggle, snapping their fingers.
Styles stops crying over Scott and takes a horrid step back.
Dude, Styles protests, you totally were enjoying my pain. I was genuinely worried over you.
I'm sorry, I just... Scott gasps.
I am really questioning my choice in friends,
Styles mumbles. He grabs Derek. At least you didn't abuse me in my moment of weakness.
Hey, Styles,
Derek says. Yeah, Derek? Styles hums.
I'm bleeding.
Derek sticks out his arm, where there's a piece of bark wedged in.
I need urgent medical attention.
Styles shoves him to the ground. I really hate all of you. I'm never coming back here again. You're the worst! Derek grins, turns to the witches.
Are you sure the spell is undone?
I'm afraid we can't do anything about the way he is.
The witch pats his arm sympathetically.
Scott still hasn't stopped laughing.
The end.